I wanted to dedicate this year. I'm just gonna pick up and do a little chazar what we left off. We have some new people here as well, so we're discussing the din of Tosefes Shabbos, and the idea that we have to be mosif michol al hakodesh when we go ahead and bring in Shabbos. So there's a requirement to not just start exactly when Shabbos begins, but there's a chiyuv to be mosif michol al hakodesh. So in the last year, we started to discuss a little bit of the lumdus of that halacha and exactly what's the conceptual framework. So I'm just going to do a quick review of that, and then we'll move on to develop that further, and then see how this might play out halacha l'maaseh. So since it's the week of Pesach, so again we open up with a Gemara, the first Mishnah in the ninth perek of Maaseches Psachim. I'm sorry, the tenth perek of Maaseches Psachim, Arvei Psachim, where the Mishnah told us that Arvei Psachim samach lemincha. Lo yochal adam ad shetechshach, that on Erev Pesach, we're not allowed to eat. As we get closer and closer to Yontif, we're not allowed to eat, that sit down to a meal. The Gemara explains that we want to go ahead and be able to eat the matzah with enthusiasm, b'teyavon, and therefore, samach lemincha lo yochal adam ad shetechshach. Do not eat until nightfall. And the Rishonim on the spot are very bothered. Why does it say literally nightfall? You have to wait till nightfall. That implies, it suggests, that you're not allowed to take Shabbos in Yontif in early. You can't take Leil Pesach in early, and indeed, that is what the Rimi Kurbil in Tosas Dimasal Ad Shetechshach. Tosas makes that the Rimi Kurbil makes that point explicitly. He says when it comes to other Yom Tovim, you certainly can bring in Yontif early. You can bring in Shabbos early. You can bring in Yontif early. You can have your Suda. You can make Kiddush. All of those. You can actually do everything in advance. However, when it comes to Leil Pesach, that's an exception to the rule. Leil Pesach, we have to wait till nightfall mamish, and the Rimi Kurbil explains based on the pasuk, based on Gzeiras HaKosav, the Torah tells us that when it comes to the Korban Pesach, v'ichluas habasar balayla hazeh, the korban has to be eaten balayla, not merely on Pesach, but at night on Pesach. The Torah makes that explicit, and we have a hekesh between matzah and maror. And dalakosos, everything has to be during the time of the Korban Pesach. And that's true on the front end when we start the mitzvah and also on the back end. You'll notice in Mirtz Hashem, Wednesday night when you fulfill your mitzvah of Achilas Afikoman, you'll finish the Afikoman, hopefully if all goes well, before Chatzos, because everything gets timed based on the zman of the Korban Pesach. And that says the Rimi Kurbil is a special halacha that applies specifically on the Seder night. And therefore, we can only start our Seder. No one is going to be making, even if you're at home and you're not at davening at a minyan, no one's going to be making an early, bring in Pesach early this year because of this halacha that the Seder has to be specifically by Laila Hazeh. We only make Kiddush after nightfall. And all the mitzvahs are in that vein. However, the Rimi Kurbil says when it comes to any other yontif, you can bring in yontif early, you can have a sudas yontif early, you can make kiddush early. That is the rule of thumb. And that's how the Rimu Kurbil understands ad shetechshach unique halach in Leil Pesach. When it comes, however, Rabbeinu Yehuda quoted in the rest of Tosas says he has a different vision. He says no, just like we're not allowed to bring in Pesach early, you can't bring in Pesach early, you can't bring in any yontif early. You can bring it in early, but you can't fulfill your mitzvos early. In other words, you can be mekabel yontif early, perhaps even you should be mekabel yontif early, but to have kiddush, to go ahead and have your suda, that who says that you can do that? And why then does the Mishnah over here say ad shetechshach, you have to wait till nightfall? Because on Pesach, you might have thought you actually could start Pesach early. You might have thought otherwise, because the Korban Pesach you're going to bring on your Dalet during the daytime. You might think, once I'm already in the Pesach mode, I can already start the Yontif. I've already shechted the Korban. Now I can already start the Yontif, make Kiddush, have Suda, etc. Come mashmalon, the Mishnah tells us, ad shetechshach. But what emerges over here, therefore, is a very fundamental machlokas between the Rimi Kurbil and the Rabbeinu Yehuda, 2 days in Tosas, whether on a regular Yontif, on a regular Shabbos, you can bring it in early, that you can do, but can you fulfill the mitzvos early? Can you have your Suda early? Can you make Kiddush early? It sounds like Rabbeinu Yehuda says you can't, and it sounds like the Rimi Kurbil says, no, you certainly can, and Pesach is the exception to the rule. There's another interesting issue that arises on this very sugya. Again, it's around the corner, so I'm going to bring it up front. But there is a comment that is made by the Rush. The Rush brings this machlokas down as well. The Rush is found in the 10th perek of Maseches Psachim at Os Beis. And then on the Rush, there's a little comment that is made by the Karbanasanal, a very striking comment. The Rush Paskins like the view of the Rima Kurbil, that you can always bring in Yontif early, no problem. You can bring in, and he says, his language is, Shabbos as Yom Tovim, Yochol Ahos Michol HaKodesh. You can always bring Shabbos and Yontif early, Ve'lechol, and eat your meal, Kodem Shetechshach, and eat your meal on all Yom Tovim, on all Shabbos is early. We used to doing that on a Shabbos. He says you can do it on Yontif as well. And then comes the Karbanasanal and says, ooh, this is a raya, a disproof of a very, very common minhag that we find. And that is the minhag that is quoted in the Taz and in the Magen Avraham in Simin Tov Tzadi Dalid, that when it comes to Leil Shavuos, we don't bring Shavuos in early. We don't have an early Shavuos. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes, no early Shavuos. I'll ask you, do you guys bring in an early Shavuos? Do you make an early Shavuos where you come from?
No.
The answer is absolutely not. Why not? Because we have halacha, the last night of Shavuos is the end of, in other words, Shavuos, the first night of Shavuos is the end of Sfiras HaOmer. The night before Shavuos is the 49th day of the Sfira. And the Magen Avraham writes that Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiena, that we have to have 7 full weeks, 49 full days. And if we're having 7 full weeks, 49 full days, then you can't bring Shavuos in early. Because by bringing in Shavuos early, what are you effectively doing? You are truncating. You're ending early your 49 days. Your 49 days is not 49 24-hour days. Your 49th day is going to be a 22-hour day, a 23-hour day, and therefore, says the Magen Avraham, you should not bring in Shavuos early, no early Shavuos. Comes on the Karbanasanal, says this Rush seems to be against that, because the Rush says, no, we pass like the Rimi Kurbil, you can always bring in Yontif early. So what seems to be this Machlokes, again, and we've mentioned it last time, is what is the capacity. When we make early Yontif, when we make early Shabbos, when we in the summertime, we change the clocks, we bring in Shabbos early, what exactly are we doing? What exactly are we accomplishing? So it's two possibilities, one of two possibilities. One possibility is that we're accomplishing something very, very dramatic, is that we are literally turning, we're transforming Friday into Shabbos. And that's not just an NCSY slogan, that's a halachic concept that we are taking a slice of Friday and making it into Shabbos. And now Shabbos is now a 25, 26-hour day, and it has all Dinei Shabbos, such that I can make Kiddush on that time, I can go ahead and have a Suda on that time, I can fulfill all Mitzvahs HaLaila, because it's now no longer Friday, it's Shabbos. That's one possibility. That would suggest that you can have your Suda at that time, you can do all the Mitzvahs. It's now Shabbos. The other possibility is much more modest, is yes, there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. You have to go ahead and add from Friday into Shabbos. That's a mitzvah, but it's not that you're turning Friday into Shabbos. We don't have that ability. We can't do that. All we can do is we can take upon ourselves an Isser Melach. So I can, just like I can take a neder and turn that which is mutter into Asr, I can take this slice of Friday and say, now I have a chiyuv, perhaps even doraisa, to be oser myself in Malacha, but it's not Shabbos. And if it's not Shabbos, I can't fulfill my Sudas Shabbos. Says the Taz, this might have a lot to do with how we approach Sfiras HaOmer. When we go ahead and make an early Shavuos, if we make early Shavuos, are we truncating the 49th day? If you assume that, yes, we've converted the day, it's no longer Erev Shavuos, now it's Shavuos itself, so we've turned that last day from a 24-hour day into a 22-hour day, we've just potentially diminished the last day of the counting, and therefore it's no longer Shiva Shabbosos Tamimos Tiana. Or perhaps you could argue, no, is that we are not truncating the day, it's a full 24-hour day, it's still Erev Shavuos, but we have an Issa Malacha, and then you'd be allowed to do so. So that might be telling this Machlokas. We saw last time. Yes, Ari, go ahead.
If one's Bo Bayom was like the next day, like Shabbos day,
Shabbos says it's actually transforming Friday into Shabbos. Would that mean someone who's bar mitzvah would be chayiv mitzvah at that point?
Right, that would be an excellent example. Another good example, very good, is if we have that ability, yes, then that the Kabbalah Shabbos would effectively turn this boy now into his chiyuvim on a do rice level. I'll touch on that in a second. Isaac, give me a second. Let me just develop one or two more ideas, and then we'll take your questions. So we saw last time, again, just a very, very striking halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Yeradeh. This, again, this topic will span a lot of different areas. But we mentioned last time that a woman, when she is, in order to start counting her Shiva Nakim, in order to start counting her seven clean days, she has to do something called a Hefsek Tahara. She has to do an internal investigation, examination to make sure she's clean. And that internal examination, in order to kick her off into her Shivas Nakim, her seven clean days, has to be done before Shkia. So the Ramah cites a number of different deos lahalacha, a number of different shitos. What would be the halacha if the tzibur was already Mekabel Shabbos? She's in a community, they were Mekabel Shabbos early, and she has not yet done a Hefsek Tara. She has not yet done that internal examination. Could she do a Hefsek Tara after she was Mekabel Shabbos? Again, that should depend on this issue as well. Those are two days in the Ramah, and the Vilna Gaon takes a position, but those are two days. Again, what are those two days? If you assume that she's transformed the day, so now she's Mekabel Shabbos, it's too late for her to do the Hefsek Tara, even though if you look outside, it's very, very sunny outside. If, however, you assume that, no, she hasn't transformed the day, it's still 100% Friday, yes, there's an Issa Malacha, so then she could do a Hefsek Tara afterwards. And the Vilna Gaon cites a Tosis in Maseches Ksuvis. I want to share with you that Tosis. Tosis is a very, very fascinating discussion over here. The Tosis found on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. And the question at hand, the issue at hand here is, again, it's nothing to do with our topic, but you see again, Shas, the nature of Shas is everything is intertwined and interconnected. So the Vilna Gaon brought this up. Again, he's in Hilchos Yaradeya, in Hilchos Nida. Now he's plucking a sugya, a tos maseches ksubas. What's the topic over here? The Gemara is a discussion that when a young girl who's entitled to a girl's maisei yadayim, her salary, does her salary go to her father or does she keep her own salary? That's the discussion that the Gemara has. The maisei yadayim of a girl, is it hers or is it her father's? And the Gemara wants to bring a proof that how can you argue that it's hers? After all, her father can marry her off. Her father can submit or give her over to chuppah. Once she gets married, once she has chuppah, her ma'isi adayim belong to her husband. So if the ma'isi adayim belong to her, what right would the father have to impact and diminish her ma'isi adayim? If it's his ma'isi adayim, then he can go ahead and marry off, and now the husband gets the ma'isi adayim. But if it's her ma'isi adayim, how can he usurp her ability to collect her ma'isi adayim by marrying her off? That's the Gemara's discussion, and the Gemara says something amazing. Well, maybe the case is, two answers the Gemara gives to this problem, maybe the ma'isi adayim really belong to her, but he's marrying her off at a time when she cannot earn any money, when she doesn't earn any money. What's an example of that? Gemara gives two examples. One is not relevant for us, but then maybe he married her off demosar la b'shabosos v'yom tovim. Maybe he married her off on a Shabbos or on a Yontif. And therefore, she can't earn money during that time anyway. Since she can't earn money during that time anyway, he is not considered to be usurping her ma'isei adayim. That's the Gemara's answer. Very striking answer, very fascinating. There's a lot of kiddushin. So, first of all, it sounds like, based on this Gemara, you can get married on a Shabbos. That's a big kiddush, that getting married on a Shabbos is not a breach of making kinyan. We're talking about the chuppah over here. That's a big kiddush. Again, not for now. But then Tosis asks the kasha. Listen to this kasha. Tosis asks, are you allowed to get married on a yontif? Chalamoit? No, absolutely not. It's an issur d'oraisa to get married on Chalamoid or on Yontif. Why? Because we have a pasuk by Yontif. The pasuk tells us, V'samachta bechagecha. that there is a mitzvah of simcha, a mitzvah d'oraisa of simcha anyantif. There's also a mitzvah d'oraisa v'samachta b'ishtecha, that you have to have simcha, sheva brachos, you have to have simcha when you get married. And the Gemara tells us that to get married on Yontif would mean that we are being ma'arev, we're commingling, we're mixing simcha b'simcha, ve'ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. You're not allowed to commingle simchas Yontif with simchas nisu. Why not? Because presumably, when you do them at the same time, you are going to dilute one or the other. Either you're going to dilute your simchas Yontif, because now you get married, you're so happy about that, or you're going to dilute, you're so happy about Yontif, you're going to dilute your Simchas Nisu. And either way, there is going to be a dilution of your, one of the two smachot. That is the, so you're not allowed to get married on Yontif. So Tosas asked the Kasha, how in the world can you, can he, the Gemara answer, well, the father is giving her over to be married on Yontif when there's no Maisi Adayim. What do you mean? He can't give her over to be married on Yontif. After all, on Yontif, you're not allowed to get married. That's the Tosas Kasha. So what is Tosas' answer? Amazing answer. Tosas says the Gemara never, ever, ever implied or said, meant, it implied, it said, but it didn't mean that you're getting married on Yontif. You're not allowed to get married on Yontif. Ein ma'arvin simcha v'simcha. So when are you getting married? So says Tosas, we're talking about you're getting married on Tosefes Yontif. You're getting married before Yontif. Before Yontif. An hour before Yontif. Ah, you're getting married an hour before Yontif? That solves the problem. There's no problem of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, because you're not getting married on Yontif, you're getting married before Yontif. What is the clear, unequivocal implication of the Balei HaTosis? What's Tosa saying? He's saying it so frontally. Is there a mitzvah of v'samachta bechagecha on Tosefes Yontif? The answer is no. The answer is no. And that's why you can get married. So what does that tell you about Tosas' vision of Tosefes? You have not transformed the day. You have not turned the day into Yontif. If it was into Yontif, then the same problem you'd have on Yontif, you'd have on Tosefes Yontif. So the Vilna Gaon brings this Tosas as a raya, that no, you're not turning the day. All you're doing is you're being makabel upon yourself issa malacha. So good, you have an issa malacha. You can still get married, and that is a very, very striking comment of the Gra in tying this Tosas into our sugi. Now the truth is, Tosas gives another answer. The other answer might accommodate the other view, but again, I wanted to stick with how the Gra formulates this topic. Let me just share with you one other marimakom. If you have the source sheet in front of you, that'd be great. If not, it's okay. I'm using source sheet number 93, and it's marimakom number 5 with the Taz number 6. And this is gonna very, very famous issue. And then we'll get to your questions, and then we'll get to our bar mitzvah boy as well. Listen to this. Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres. Do you eat in the sukkah? Yes or no? So you guys live in Chutz Laretz, and in Chutz Laretz, at least in terms of the Dina de Gemara, the Gemara tells us that you should sit in a sukkah. Yasube yasvinan, bruchei lo mevarchina. We sit in a sukkah, but we do not make the bracha. We fulfill the mitzvah of yeshiva bas sukkah, but no bracha because of a suffix. So the Maharshal wants to know, can you make an early Shmini Atzeres? Can you make early Shmini Atzeres? You're going to sit in the sukkah, that's what the Gemara tells us, but can you bring in Yontif early? Let's think about that for a second. Let's think out loud. I'm going to bring in Yontif early, so it's, when I look outside my window, it's sunny out, and I'm bringing in Yontif early. So do I make a leishev? On the one hand, astronomically, it's still the seventh day of sukkah, so I should make a leishev. But if I'm bringing Shmini Atzeres, am I going to make Kiddush? Well, if I'm making Kiddush, what am I saying in my Kiddush? I'm not saying Yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, I'm saying Shmini Chag HaAtzeres Hazeh. So says the Maharshal, I'm actually caught in a bind. Because if I eat during that Zman of Tosefes Shmini Atzeres, I have a problem. On the one end, I have to eat in the Sukkah. Lechor, I'd have to make a bracha in the Sukkah because it's still Sukkis. But I was Mekabel Yontif, I'd also have to make Kiddush, and that's like a stira. It's a stira. How do I make Kiddush Shmini Atzeres and also make a bracha of Leshe? But the whole thing is problematic. So therefore, says the Maharshal, if you want to be Mekabel Shmini Atzeres early, you would not be allowed to eat. Be usher to eat. Because to eat would require Kiddush, and Kiddush would require this whole mess. And then he says, what? You're going to Mekabel Shabbos early, you're not allowed to eat, so now it's like a tinus, your yontif turned into a tinus? That can't be. So you're not allowed to be Mekabel Shmini Atzeres early. That's his conclusion. And I will read you his language. It's interesting. I'll just read you his formulation. Again, the Taz quotes it. It's found in Simin Tuf Rei Samaches Halacha Aleph. So the Lashon of the Maharshal is as follows. The cave of the most Michol HaKodesh in Cain of our Hayom Ze'eno. It's, you haven't turned the day. It's not Lila. And you're stuck in this Tarte de Satre situation. Shim Amar Leshev Basukov, you're saying Leshev Cholhu. The Kiddush Lamahu Ba. But what are you saying Kiddush? You're saying Kiddush because of Shmini Atzeres, but it's Chol. Vim Yom Tovu, then Leshev Basukov Lamahu Ba. Why are you saying Leshev Basukov? So you're stuck, so you can't eat. And these are the words of the Maharshal, and therefore the Maharshal concludes you cannot make Shmini Atzeres early. That's his conclusion, Lahalach. Comes along the Taz. The Taz writes as follows. Elu divrei hamarshal. By the way, where did the Maharshal live? Anyone know where he's buried? When did he live? The Yam Shel Shlomo. 16th century, he was a Rebbe, a Grand Rebbe of the Ramah. He lived in Poland, and he's buried in the ancient cemetery in Lublin. So the Taz writes, these are the words of the Maharshal, Ve'af she'ein meshivin ha'ari la'achamos. So you're not supposed to answer up against the lion after he dies, which is actually maybe a reference to today's Daf Yomi. Ve'kal v'chomer b'shuel kamoni. And certainly a shuel, a fox, like, how am I going to take on a lion like the Maharshal? But nevertheless, I have to share my opinion. And what is his opinion? What, there's a tinus now on a yontif? That doesn't make any sense. And he writes, "Ube'emes svara shebana harav alav hu eino kiyum kla." The svara of the Maharshal is not correct. Devadai mi shemosif achol ala kodesh. Listen to these words. Hu osa al pit sivuye torasenu and kvar cholaf v'holach mimenu chovas hayom ashaya alav kodem zeh. Says the Taz. Unbelievable. Very strong formulation. The Taz writes that when you are Mekabel Yontif early, guess what? It's not Sukkos anymore. It's not Sukkos anymore, and therefore it is 100% Shmini Atzeres. And since it's 100% Shmini Atzeres, so you're going to eat in the Sukkah, you're not going to make a birchas leishev, and you are going to make a kiddush of Yom Tov Shmini Achag HaTzeres Hazeh, and you're good to go, because the day has been transformed. That's the view of the Taz. The Maharshal was stuck, because the Maharshal understood this dichotomy. On the one hand, it's Sukkah still. On the other hand, you're eating your Mekabel Shmini Atzeres, and that's where you got stuck, because he understands that you don't have this concept of Avar v'cholav hayom, and that's this Machlokes Taz Maharshal. It's the same Taz, by the way. It's the Taz L'shitas who says you cannot make early Shavuos. Why can't you make early Shavuos? Because by making early Shavuos, Avar v'cholav hayom, you're turning the day. Once you turn the day, it's now no longer Tmimos on that last day. What about, so let's just go over our Yontis for a second. So can you make an early Pesach? What did we say? Can't make early Pesach. Why not? Because Balayla Hazeh. Can you make an early Shmini Atzeres? What are we saying? So lahalacha, the psak halacha is we are machmir in both directions. We're going to machmir also for the view of the marshal. No early Shmini Atzeres. That's the common practice because of this dichotomy. Can you make an early Shavuos? No early Shavuos. Tmimos, no go. Can you make an early first day of Sukkos? What do you say? The answer is no. The answer is no. Why not? Because we have a Hekesh, Tesvav, Tesvav. Every din that we find by Chag HaPesach, we transfer over to Chag HaSukkos as well. Just like you need Lila for Matzah, you also need Lila to eat in the Sukkah on the first night, so we don't make an early Sukkos. There's actually only one regel where we can go ahead and bring in early. What's the only regel that we bring in Yom Tov early? It's coming up 10 days from now. Shvi Shal Pesach. Shvi Shal Pesach, you can bring in early. You can bring in early, but everything else not. Let me ask you the following, Shaila, in light of this discussion. See what you say. Let us assume the following question. Let's say, Baruch Hashem, we get back to shul in a couple of weeks. I hope sooner rather than later we get back to shul. And you make an early Shabbos. We've changed the clocks. It's Friday. You make an early Shabbos. And when you're in the shul, they make early Shabbos. What does the Gabbai always announce at that early Friday minyan? What's the announce that's always made?
Repeat Shema later.
That's one announcement made. And with that announcement, for the next 7 or so weeks, they're going to make another announcement also. What's the other announcement they're going to make?
Don't forget to
count Sfiras HaOmer. So they're going to tell you, don't forget to count Sfiras HaOmer, and it's 7:45, it's still daytime, and when they make that announcement, you say, holy smokes, I forgot to count Thursday night Sfiras HaOmer. By telling you, don't forget to count Sfiras HaOmer at night, Friday night, you're reminded that I forgot to count Thursday night Sfiras HaOmer. Can you count Sfiras HaOmer now, after you've davened Maariv, after you've davened Kabbalah Shabbos, you're walking home from shul, but it's still daytime? Can you count Thursday night Sfiras HaOmer? Obviously, I'm talking about without a bracha, but in order to enable you to count tonight, Friday night, with a bracha. So obviously, that should depend on what? That depends on our Chakira. In other words, if you assume that, like the Taz, that your Kabbalah Shabbos has transformed the day, so then that's going to affect your Sfiras HaOmer as well. You will not be able to count Sfiras HaOmer without a bracha. You're done. You're done. If you assume like the Marshal, you just took upon yourself an Isser what? An Isser Malacha, but not, you haven't transformed the day, so then it's still Friday Al Pidin. You can still count Thursday night Sfiras HaOmer. How do we paskin that question lahalacha? So that question lahalacha, I'm going to give you a kula. Is you can count Sfir without a bracha, and then later that night you can count with a bracha. Why? Because it's a double suffix. Suffix number one is the Taz and Marshal. Maybe we pass like the Marshal, which would allow you to go and do so. And even if we pass like the Taz, there is the very famous, a lot of sheet, there's not a lot, but there is a sheet of the Bahag that says that you're allowed to count Sfira, even if you missed a night. Even if you missed a night, you can continue counting. And since that's actually the sheet of Baletosa, sorry, that if you missed a full night and a day, you can still count. So since we have that sheet as well, you have a sfek sfeka, and you can count now without a bracha, and that'll enable you to continue counting at night with a bracha. Okay. Good. Any questions? Yes, Isaac.
So, as always, two questions. But so first, when we're accepting early Pesach Shvi, or if we do ever, but in a situation where you're accepting it, are we saying because of all the chumras that you're not allowed to make kiddush now?
No, so we'll get to that. We're going to talk about that right away. I'm going to get to that right now because that's a very important next topic, which I want to make sure I get to today.
And then also for Shabbos, if we're saying the same thing for Yom Tov and for Shabbos, the second day off,
yep.
How are we able to do the early Mincha and then also early Maariv? Wouldn't that be hard to do?
Okay, let me touch on that because that's very halach l'mais as well, and a very fascinating question. So there's a famous issue that comes up again, especially when we're in Shul Be'ez Hashem. It should happen very, very quickly. And when we make early Shabbos, so one of the challenges is, again, I've been, is that we have machlokas, what is the end of Zman Mincha, and what is the beginning of Zman Marav? It's machlokas in the beginning of the fourth parak of Maseches Brachos, machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the end of Zman Mincha is Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha is 1 1/4 shel Zmanios before Shkia. So you have until 10 3/4 hours into the day to daven Mincha. After that, you can daven Mar. That's the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. And the Chachamim say, no, the transition point between Mincha and Marav is going to be Shkia Sachama. You can daven Mincha up until Shkia. So there's a very famous Machlokas in the Mishnayis and Maseches Brachos. And the Gemara wants to know, how do we paskin? And the Gemara says an amazing, amazing comment in terms of the Psak Halacha. The Gemara says, it doesn't happen so often, but once in a while the Gemara will say something like this, De'ovid kamar ovid, u de'ovid kamar ovid. You can paskin like whoever you want. You want to paskin like Rav Yehuda, you're good. You want to paskin like Chachamim, you're good as well. You can paskin like whoever you want. And that's the Gemara Daf Chav Zayin, I believe, Maseches Brachos. So the Rishonim debate, what does that mean? You can choose whatever you want. A few possibilities. One possibility is you have to choose one time in your life. When you become bar mitzvah, you have to decide, am I a Chachamim man or am I a Rav Yehuda man? And you go with that the whole way through. That's one shita in Rishonim. Others say, no, you can choose from night to night. One day I can go with Rav Yehuda. One day I can go with Chacham. What does that mean to go with Rav Yehuda? It means I'm going to daven Mincha before Plag, and right after Plag I can daven Marv. And you can do that on Monday. On Tuesday, you can daven Mincha after Plag. What you can't do, and this is what Rishonim object to, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah brings down La Halacha, is you can't grab onto Rav Yehuda and Chachamim simultaneously. Meaning, you can't daven Mincha after Plag and Mariv before Shkia. Because if you're davening Mincha after Plag, you're following the view of Chachamim. If you're davening Mariv before Shkia, you're following the view of Rav Yehuda. So in that same zone, an hour and a quarter before nighttime, to say both, it's daytime, so I'm davening Mincha like Chachamim, but I'm davening Marav also like Rav Yehuda, it's day and night, simultaneous, that's schizophrenic, that you can't do. That is called a tarte de satre, that is a no-go. So this issue comes up a lot, la halacha, when you have early Shabbos. Because let's say I see most everyone's here on the East Coast, except we have one guy from Memphis, but that's close enough. So let's say you're on the East Coast. So let's say we're in the summertime, East Coast. Shkia in the summertime in New York, in New Jersey, in that vicinity, is approximately 8:15 p.m. Your shuls have a 7 o'clock mincha minyan, and it's 7 o'clock the whole summer long. Okay, so what happens? You daven Mincha at 7. Now, trust me on this, Plag HaMincha on the East Coast is about 6:20, give or take. So you daven Mincha at 7, takes it 15 minutes, maybe a short drasha, maybe some Kabbalah Shabbos. Mariv, you're davening at 7:35, 7:40. So you daven Mincha at 7, Mariv 7:30, 7:35, and you're squarely in the Tarte de Satre zone. Meaning, you daven Mincha after Plag, so you're a Chachamim man. You davened Mariv before Shkia, so you're Rav Yehuda man. It's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah doesn't want you to do. It's exactly what Rov Rishonim don't like. And therefore, there are shuls out there, every one of your communities has it, you just got to look for it, where they daven Mincha, they straddle Plag. They make early Shabbos, but they daven Mincha 15 minutes before Plag. And then they say Kabbalah Shabbos, have their drasha, and daven Marav afterwards. That's good. That works. You are davening now a Rav Yehuda early Shabbos. That means you got to start a little earlier. If Plag is 6:20, you're going to daven Mincha at 6:05 and then Marav afterwards. Okay, so you have a longer Friday night ahead of you. That is 100% appropriate and fine. But in a lot of our shuls, we're davening 7 o'clock the whole way through. The Mishnah Berurah is not a fan. Would like you to straddle Plag, or would like you to daven Mincha Gedola, daven Mincha early, and then you want to join your shul, that's fine. I had this shiloh when I was a working man, and I go to my family for Shabbos, they'd make a 7 o'clock, they'd daven at that 7 o'clock minyan. So my Rav, my posek, told me that I should better daven mincha b'yechidus than put myself into this tarta de satre situation. That was the psak I got from Rav Yonason Sachs Shlita. So, but so many shuls do this. Is there any justification, any limud schus? So on a practical level, we'll give a practical limud schus, is that if we didn't do this, then people might not come to shul, or they might not come back to shul. With, you know, that's a practical issue. But on a lundish level, perhaps the idea is as follows, is what's happening between mincha and maariv? What's happening between mincha and maariv is Kabbalah Shabbos. And if you take this lumdus of the Taz all the way through, then your Kabbalah Shabbos is creating a transformation of the day. And once you've transformed the day, so then true, during the week, you couldn't do this. You couldn't do this during the week. But once you have a Kabbalah Shabbos, now Ovar V'cholaf Hayom, and now it's considered to be Alpidin nightfall. Now it's Zman Mariv. Once you Makabal Shabbos, it is Zman Mariv, even according to Chachamim. And therefore, so you daven mincha alibi de Chachamim, you Makabal Shabbos, now you have indeed transformed the day. So that, I think, is a nice practical application of this Lumdus, which again, La Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah is not in favor of this practice, but to justify Limud Schus for the practice of so many, I think that might be our Limud Schus. Aaron, yeah.
According to the Rishon in the world that, you know, you have to make that separation between when you're going to bring in Shabbos or something like that, when you're Bar Mitzvah, is it almost as if you were letting Mechal Shabbos if you either don't keep to that set schedule, so to speak?
What do you mean?
meaning you said that, like, there's that according to the Rishonim, between the Rishonim and the Chachamim, some Rishonim say that this, you can't make it this decision Shabbos to Shabbos. And you said that some Rishonim say you have to make a decision when you're Bar Mitzvah, and that's it.
Right.
Right? So, if you to make this decision when you're Bar Mitzvah, and then for some reason, let's say you're traveling, you're up north, you know,
So la halacha, we assume you can make the decision. You can change day to day. That's how we assume la halacha. You're allowed to change from day to day. But on one day, you shouldn't seize the rope on both sides. That's the psak halacha. And again, I don't think Chil Shabbos has to do with it. It's just a matter of whether you properly yotze your tefilos. Eviatar.
Yes. Yeah, sorry. Can you hear me?
Okay. Quickly. So you should. You know, a shul should structure their mincha so that mincha will be finished at least a couple of minutes before shkia, so you can have, so the men can have a tosefes Shabbos. There are, you know, query, shkia is already ben hashmasha, so it's a suffix whether that's, you know, bona fide Shabbos or not. But ideally, one would structure the mincha so that there is a little bit of time for Kabbalah Shabbos, a tosefes Shabbos before shkia, ideally. That is definitely how it should be structured. But if you finish your Sa'at Shemoneh Esrei and the Shatz is still doing Chazaras HaShatz, I imagine that you can still be yotzei tosefes Shabbos even if the Shatz is still in Chazaras HaShatz.
If you know that you're not gonna get up to like Mizmor Shir before like shkia, should you
you should be Mekabel Shabbos. It doesn't have to be Bapeh, but you should have some kind of acceptance of Shabbos, or, you know, Shabbos gets accepted for you. But yes, ideally you should. You know, you should be Poresh from Malacha. That's your Kabbalah Shabbos. Okay, I'm just going to start one last topic Quickly, I'm only going to take another 5 or 6 minutes. I want to make sure you get to Rav Bergschlitter's, big shir coming up. Is Tosefes Shabbos a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? So we're going to start just introducing this. And the Gemara in Maseches Yuma Daf Pe'alef would seem to indicate that Tosefes Shabbos is a din d'oraisa. And as I mentioned last time, it's built on Psukim by Yom Kippur. And when the Torah speaks about fasting on Yom Kippur and Inui on Yom Kippur, the Torah's lashon is V'nismes nafsho seichem batisha lachodesh ba'erev. You start your Inui when batisha b'chodesh ba'erev, and when a person does that properly, he starts his fasting batisha. So the Gemara has a drasha ma'ale alav hakasav kilu hisana tshi'i ve'asiri. It's as if he was fasting both on the 9th and the 10th. And the Gemara quotes Psukim, and it sounds for sure when it comes to Yom Kippur, Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, both on the front end and on the back end is a din d'oraisa. So that's nothing to talk about. The Gemara in there in Yuma Daf Pei Aleph extends this idea also to Shabbos and Yontif, suggesting, simple pshat, suggesting that Tosefes Shabbos as well and Tosefes Yontif as well is a din d'oraisa. And the Ra'ah, one of the Rishon Mamaseches Brachos, argues a very strong and compelling raya that for sure Tosefes Shabbos is d'oraisa. What's his raya? His raya comes from a Gemara Maseches Shabbos Daf Chav Zayin, again, which will relate to our topic, and that is that the Gemara tells us that Rav Tzoli Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Umekadesh. Rav had the practice of davening Mariv on Erev Shabbos, meaning he accepted Shabbos early, he davened an early Mariv. And not only did he daven Mariv early, but he also was Mekadesh. He made Kiddush. Now, is Kiddush Doraisa or Drabanan? Doraisa is correct. We have a pasuk in the Aseres HaDibros, Zohar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, and the Gemara understands in Maseches Brachos Daf Chof, and in Maseches Psachim Daf Chuvav, and in Maseches Shavuos Daf Chof, that Kiddush is Doraisa, based on the Pasuk Zohar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So notice what Rav did. Rav was Mekabel Shabbos early, he davened Mariv. Okay, Mariv, we know you can daven early, Mariv is a Rishus, we're a little more lenient on the Zmanim of Mariv. Daven Marv early, and not only did he daven Marv early, but he also made Kiddush Alakos. So comes along the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah was the Rebbe of the Ritva. And the Ra'ah writes, from here you see Bevadai, Tosefes Michol Alakodesh Mida Oraisahu. Tosefes Chol Alakodesh Adin Doraisa. Because after all, if you're being Yotze Kiddush de Oraisa, then, of course, you have to assume that Tosefes is also Doraisa. Because if Tosefes was not a din Doraisa, if being mostly Michol HaKodesh was only Derabanan, then how can you satisfy your obligation of Kiddush Doraisa during a Zman of Shabbos that's only Derabanan? So says the Ra'ah, you see crystal clear that Tosefes Shabbos is Doraisa. And this position is echoed by the Or Zaruah, says the same exact thing. I'll read you his lashon. V'im tomar del acha shekibla oz have alai doraisa ki min haTorah anu chat. I'm sorry, that was not what I wanted to read. He says that in general, there's no way that you can satisfy a din. Can a person who's only chayv in mitzvah drabbanan be motzei doraisa? Can a woman who's only chayav is in Birchas HaMazon be motzi, a man in Birchas HaMazon who's chayav min HaTorah? The answer is no. A drabbanan cannot be motzi doraisa. So argues the Or HaZaruah by the same token, if this swatch of time is only chayav in Shabbos, is only Shabbos midrabbanan, how can you fulfill your mitzvah doraisa? So the Or HaZaruah does say something fascinating. He rejects it. But he says maybe, even though this is only drabbanan, Tosefes Shabbos drabbanan, since we have an obligation of listening to the Chachamim, and that's a Doraisa obligation, so maybe Midin Lo Tassur, it's like a quasi-Doraisa, And that's what I was going to read. V'imtomid l'achas shekiblas ha'vialei doraisa kimina torah nuchayov l'shmol l'drabanan ha'lav milsi. That he says he rejects that. And he comes to the conclusion that Tosefes Shabbos is doraisa. Same raya, same approach of the ra'ah. Problem is, and I will leave this for tomorrow, but the problem is as follows. If you look at the Rambam, high and low, up and down, for Tosefes Shabbos, you know where you're going to find it? Nowhere. The Rambam doesn't talk about Tosefes Shabbos. Sounds like no such thing as Tosefes Shabbos. Does the Rambam speak about Tosefes Yontif? Nowhere. He doesn't have a din of Tosefes Yontif. Not even Derabbanan. He doesn't have this halacha. Tosefes Shabbos Doraisa. He has one thing. He has one thing. It's very, very meduyak. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shvisas Asur, Shvisas Asur is the Rambam's depiction of Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. Shvisa, ceasing and desisting on Asur, on the 10th day, which is of course Yom Kippur. And the Rambam writes in Shvisas Asur something really, really amazing. Is there a din of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim? Yes, he has Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, but listen to how he writes it. Listen to this. Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. Kishem Sheshvus Melacha Bein Bayom Bein Balayla. Just like this, you have to refrain from Melacha at night on Yom Kippur and by day. Kach Shvus Le'inui. You also have to refrain from partaking of bodily pleasures by night and by day. And listen to what he says. V'tzarech lohosif michol ala kodesh b'knisasa v'tziyaso. You have to be mosif michol ala kodesh. As it says, v'inisne es nafsho sechem b'tish ala kodesh ba'erev. Klomar. What does that mean? Hitchil latsum u'le hit anot me'erev tisha ha'samach la'asiri v'chein b'yitziya shoe b'inui Ma'at milayla echadasar samach la'asivish ne'mar mi'erev ad erev tishpitu shabbatchem. Does the Rambam have inui when it comes to Yom Kippur? The answer is, I'm sorry, does the Rambam have Tosefes when it comes to Yom Kippur? The answer is yes. But what's his Tosefes? His Tosefes is a limited concept. His Tosefes is only when it comes to inui. You have to start your fast early. You have to end your fast late. But as far as Isser Malach is concerned, no Tosefes. And he understood that from the Psukim, because if you look at the Psukim, when it comes to Yom Kippur, it says, V'inisem es nafsho seichem batisha ba'erev, V'inui is already on the 9th, not the Isser Malach. Which makes a lot of sense if you're a Maimonidean, because the Rambam says there's no Tosefes by Shabbos and Yontif. Yeah, Shabbos and Yontif doesn't have Inu, it just has Malacha. The Rambam does not have Tosefes when it comes to Yisra Malacha. He only has it by Yom Kippur. So then my question is as follows, and we'll pick it up, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow. We'll wrap up the topic tomorrow. According to the Rambam, did Rav make Kiddush early? Gemara says, Rav Tzoli, Gemara Brachas Dav Chav Zayin, Rav Tzoli Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Umekadesh. He davened early and early. Well, if there's no such thing as Tosefes Shabbos, by the way, interesting, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tainus, in the Mishnayos, I'm sorry, in Mishnayos Tainus, Perek Dalid Mishnah Vav, listen to this, there's Tosefes Tisha B'Av. There's a mitzvah midrabanan to add to your Tisha B'Av. Why? Because Tisha B'Av is a din in Inui. That's where he has Tosefes. Not by Yisra Malach. So the question we leave you with is, so how does the Rambam understand that Gemara that Rav Tzali Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos U'Mekadesh? How do you understand that? After all, if it's not, forget about Doraisa. No Tosefes Shabbos Doraisa. Not even Drabbanan. So it's Chol. And Rav made Kiddush on Chol. So I'm not going to answer that question right now, but I'm going to give you one thing to look at, and then you'll see it for yourself. Just take a look at the Rambam in Perek Chavtes of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud Aleph. And when you look at that, and you see that, the answer will jump off the page. Ayin Shom, Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Great seeing you guys, and have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
No.
Hey, what was the
2911 in Hilchos Shabbos.